I think I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Thank God. Good. Everything is wonderful.
So before our Parshat HaShavua, Chanukah is approaching us, and there is a new event in town, in the mall.
That is correct. It's a unique event, actually. It's very, very different than, I don't think I've seen this, done anywhere else in the world. I think Windsor will be the first one again, like we did, two or three years ago with the socks and mittens. This year we are going to be doing a matanorah, which is a menorah going to be made from dry foods, for example, pasta, rice, and beans in bags or boxes. So I've been getting a lot of calls. You know, it became a very big thing in the community now that even the non-Jewish part of Windsor, the food pantries, the food banks, they always call me around this time. And they ask me, we know you do your menorah lighting. What are you doing, and would you consider us as a beneficiary to be able to get what you're doing as a donation?
Yeah, because they know we know how to move pasta.
Yeah, we always have a little Italian background, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing a macanora again, which is pasta, rice, and beans. It's going to be donated to the Windsor Unemployment Health Center. It's co-sponsored by all the three synagogues of Windsor, Windsor Regional Hospital, Massey High School. Obviously, there's going to be latkes, potato pancakes, and donuts, and kids' crafts, music, and more, and that's all free. It's in the Devonshire Mall, new location this year, actually. It's in the front of the Dollarama, where the Target used to be.
Yeah.
That's towards the entrance of the mall, so it's a good location. It's Monday, December 7th at 4 o'clock. We'll be lighting a menorah and showing our Jewish pride, the luck, the beauty that we have in Canada, even though other parts of the world cannot go out and just show your pride. We can in Canada, and I think it's important, especially now with what terrible just happened in France, which obviously all our prayers and add what happened today in Israel.
Yeah.
In Tel Aviv, it's something that we, being here, obviously we can't be there, and yes, we can spend money and everything, but what can we do? We can pray for those people, and we can light a little bit of light that dispels a lot of darkness, and with a little bit of candles that we're going to light in public proudly, we will show the world that we are not scared. We will do what we need to do. And I encourage everyone to come. It's Monday, December 7th, the second night of Hanukkah.
Okay, so we will remind it a few more times with the show. And I'm sure that in the JCC and in the bulletin of the congregations and the synagogues,
absolutely,
it will be mentioned too.
That is correct.
So get ready. Start to collect your pastas, rice, and dry beans.
That's right. You know, it was interesting. I was on, I don't know if you saw it, Ilan, but there's many things going on on Facebook. There's one post going around Facebook for a while, which happened, I think, 2-3 days ago. There was a Jewish businessman who I actually know from California. His name is Shlomo Reinitz. And he was going to Israel, and he had a stopover in Shannon Island. When he entered the airport, he saw approximately 400 American soldiers. And most of them were eating army meals, you know, from paper bags, while all the other passengers were eating from various, you know, fancy, trendy restaurants in the area.
Yeah, because they have the money in their pockets.
That's right. So Shlomo approached the commander, and he told him that he wanted to treat all the service meal to a good, all the servicemen and the people that are there to a good meal. And obviously, at first, the commander said, you know, it's not necessary, but he insisted. Then he got up with the commander and he said that all the soldiers could go and eat at any restaurant that they want, up to $50. And he was paying for it. So if you think about it, that just cost him $20,000.
So I must tell you that if we're talking about soldiers, restaurants, and Facebook, that it's very common to find in Facebook all kind of generous Jewish people.
Right.
See soldiers in all kind of gathering places, and at the end of the meal, come and invite them and pay for everything.
Absolutely.
And restaurant owners too.
Sure, no, absolutely. And the servicemen ate, and the commander asked, you know, the Shlomo Reines, why did you do it? Like, what is this kind gesture that you want us to do? And he said that, you know, this is my way of saying thank you to you, that you put your lives out for us, that I can live in a free country, that I don't have to look over my shoulder. You guys are putting yourselves out there. This is the least I can do. And, you know, I think this small little deed, yes, for me and you, you know, maybe $20,000 is a lot of money. But for him, obviously, at the end, he joked. He says, okay, big deal. I'll take it off my taxes. But this was something, no one asked him to do it. He just got moved by the fact of seeing 400 soldiers. And I think that really shows the world that regardless of who you are, you know, these terrorists and everything are going to try and do as much as they can to be able to subdue us, to make us scared, to make us not appreciate what we have and to want something different, and which is something obviously that we do not want, that there are still people in the world that care about the people that put themselves out in the line to make us happy and safe. And I think, you know, this literally ties into such a phenomenal aspect of the Torah, and also, you know, something that disturbed me so much that when I saw that, you know, John Kerry, Secretary of State, was out, you know, I'm not a political man, but something that it bothered me, and it just made so much sense now that we see what this week's Torah portion is. He should really read it, and he'll maybe change his words of what he says.
I
doubt it too, but we can only hope that he went to France and he compared, you know, the Charlie Hebdo that happened a while ago. And he said, you know, there was still some, you know, legitimate maybe reason why they should have done it. And this really is not really good what they did. You know, we need to be able to stop rationalizing terrorism. Terrorists is terrorists, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah.
And if we go and look in this week's Torah portion in Vayetze, which talks about Yaakov fleeing Esau, he's going to Haran, and he rests on the mountain, obviously, then we know the story of the ladder going up and down his dream. But what does he do? He takes stones and he puts them around his head and he lies on them. And Rashi, the commentator on the Torah, says, what do you mean? Why did he just put stones around his head and not the rest of his body? And it's brought down because, you know, of all the wild animals that were around there, he should protect his head. Well, naturally, he should protect his whole body. Why only his head? And I think one of the most important lessons that he's teaching us is that we need to protect our head. There's all these animals in the world that want to pounce on us. And we need to really consider and think with a filter and how we say and what we say, and guard our mind and our head and think through carefully what we say, what the ramifications later on are going to be. By saying, you know, this is justified, this is not justified, the only thing that it does is gives more ammunition to the terrorists and what they're doing. And I think this is something even in our daily life, the way that we talk between each other. Think, we have to really filter, put around stones around our head and think, is this going to be beneficial? Is it going to be hurtful? How am I going to affect someone else with what I'm saying? And we need to constantly think. And I think if we all do that, I think the world will be a better place. I think we'll be able to create an atmosphere and an environment that we're thinking what we're saying, we're making the world understand that this is who we really are, we're not going to give in to certain people. And I just, you know, when I saw all these things yesterday and today and the day before, and, you know, and I go and look and say, what is the Torah telling me? Because this is what we need to do. Every week we need to go and look at the Torah and see what inspiration can I have from the Torah. And when I was reading this portion last night, this aspect of it, of Yaakov traveling, I said, you know what, this just all makes so much sense. And the Torah speaks to us. The Torah tells us what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to run our lives. And I think if we all do that, filter, put stones around our head and think before we say, and remember why and what we're doing in this world, I think the world would be a better place. And we pray for all the people that were hurt in France, that they should speedily
recover,
as well as the Jews that every day are in Israel are under this threat.
Yeah.
And any other place in the world, you know, there are so many different places that are going, you know, Boko Haram, this and that, that we need to be able to pray for peace in this world. And I think our job, if we can't be there and we can't go and fight and we can't go and do whatever we have to do, at least from here, from Windsor, we can dispel the darkness with light. And that's why, you know, Hanukkah is coming up. It's so important that I think we should be able to, everyone should be there to be able to prove a message to the world that we will not abandon. The only thing we will do is shine light.
Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing.
God willing, absolutely.
So, Rabbi, you want to tell us about services in Shabbat?
Services, we have Friday evenings at 5 o'clock, and Shabbat morning is 9:30, followed by a Kiddush, and Sunday morning is 8:15, followed by breakfast. And Monday and Thursday is a community minyan at 7:15 in the Paris House. What a wonderful day, especially now in this trying time. Let's start the day off right. Let's start the morning praying to Hashem and asking that our day goes well and it's only peaceful.
That's great. So, Rabbi, I wish you Shabbat Shalom and good weekend.
Thank you, you too. And I look forward to speaking next week.
Same here.
All right, be well.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Bye-bye. Shabbat Shalom. Bye-bye. Shabbat Shalom.